Chapter 6.
Now in the second year of the reign of Darius, the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, son of Iddo, prophesied to the Judeans who were in Judah and Jerusalem. They prophesied to them in the name of the Lord God of Israel. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Yeshua, son of Jozadak, began to build the house of the Lord that is in Jerusalem, with the help of the prophets of the Lord who were with them. At the same time, Tattenai, the governor of Syria and Phoenicia, and Shethar-Bozenai, and their associates, came to them and said,
"By whose order are you building this house and this roof, and finishing everything else? And who are the builders that are finishing these things?"
Yet the Judean elders were dealt with kindly, for the providence of the Lord was over the captives. They were not prevented from building up till the time that Darius was informed about them and a report made. A copy of the letter that Tattenai, the governor of Syria and Phoenicia, and Shethar-Bozenai, and their associates, the local rulers in Syria and Phoenicia, wrote and sent to Darius.
To King Darius, greetings. Let it be fully known to our lord the king that when we went to the country of Judah and entered the city of Jerusalem, we found the Judean elders who had been in exile building in the city of Jerusalem a great new house for the Lord of hewn stone with rafters being laid on the walls. These operations are going on rapidly, and the work is prospering in their hands and being completed with all splendor and diligence. Then we asked these elders, "At whose command are you building this house and laying the foundations of this structure?" In order that we might inform you in writing who the leaders are, we questioned them and asked them for a list of the names of those who are at their head. They answered us, "We are the servants of the Lord, who created the heaven and the earth. The house was built and finished many years ago by a great and strong king of Israel. But when our fathers sinned against the Lord of Israel, who is in heaven, and provoked him, he gave them over into the hands of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babel, king of the Chaldeans. And they demolished the house and burned it, and carried the people away captive to Babel. But in the first year that Cyrus reigned over the country of Babylonia, King Cyrus issued a decree that this house should be rebuilt. And the holy vessels of gold and silver which Nebuchadnezzar had removed from the house in Jerusalem and stored in his own temple, these King Cyrus took out again from the temple in Babylonia, and they were delivered to Zerubbabel and Sheshbazzar, the governor, to whom he gave orders to take back all these vessels and put them in the temple in Jerusalem, and that this temple of the Lord should be rebuilt on its site. So when Sheshbazzar arrived here, he laid the foundations of the house of the Lord that is in Jerusalem, although it has been under construction from that time until now. It has not yet reached completion. Now, therefore, O king, if it seems wise to do so, let a search be made in the royal archives of our lord the king that are in Babel. And if it is found that the house of the Lord in Jerusalem was constructed with the consent of King Cyrus, and if it is approved by our lord the king, let him send us directions concerning these things."
Then Darius commanded that a search be made in the royal archives that were deposited in Babel. And in Ecbatana, the fortress that is in the country of Media, a scroll was found in which the following was recorded. "In the first year of the reign of King Cyrus, he ordered that the Lord's house in Jerusalem be built, where they sacrifice with perpetual fire. Its height to be 60 cubits, and its width 60 cubits, with three layers of hewn stone, and one layer of new native timber. And the cost is to be paid from the treasury of King Cyrus. Also, that the holy vessels of the house of the Lord, both of gold and of silver, which Nebuchadnezzar removed from the house in Jerusalem and carried away to Babel, should be restored to the house in Jerusalem, to be placed where they were originally. So Darius commanded Tattenai, the governor of Syria and Phoenicia, and Shethar-Bozenai, and their associates, and those who were appointed as local rulers in Syria and Phoenicia, to keep away from the place, and to permit Zerubbabel, the servant of the Lord and governor of Judah, and the Judean elders, to build this house of the Lord on its site.
And I further decree that it be fully built, and that full effort be made to help those who have returned from the Judean exile, until the house of the Lord is finished, and that a regular quota of the taxes levied in Cilicia and Phoenicia be scrupulously given to these men for sacrifices to the Lord, that is, to Zerubbabel the governor, for bulls and rams and lambs, and likewise wheat and salt, and wine and oil, regularly every year without quibbling, for daily use as the priest in Jerusalem may indicate, in order that libations may be made to the Most High God in behalf of the king and his children, and that prayers be offered for their lives.
He decreed that if anyone should transgress or nullify any of the things herein written, that a beam should be torn out of the house of the perpetrator, who should then be impaled upon it, and all his property be confiscated for the king.
Therefore, may the Lord, whose name is called upon, annihilate every king and nation that stretches out their hands to hinder or damage that house of the Lord in Jerusalem. I, King Darius, have decreed that it be done with all diligence as here prescribed.